the rest of the story. 7 decades ago, Rico was a teenager. He was a student at a secondary school known as Reale Male in Pisa, Italy. Rico was also a member in good standing of the Anti-Neighbors Society. Now, the avowed purpose of this Anti-Neighbors Society was to sustain and expand upon the time-honored tradition of the practical joke. A bunch of pests, this is what they were. Rico and his classmate club members symbolized their affiliation by carrying brightly colored padlocks wherever they went. The hardware was frequently used to shackle unsuspecting victims in their own clothing and as permanently as possible. Other antics included the cliche of pails of water on the tops of doors left ajar, and make-believe duels were staged to defend the honor of girls who were not in the slightest danger of losing it. Once the Anti-Neighbors Society issued a frantic and successful campaign to elect the least attractive girl May Queen. There were no rewards for chivalry in Rico's club, and it should be mentioned that while this wholesale zaniness was greeted with annoyance, the pranksters and their pranks were largely ignored until one day when Rico went too far. It was a particularly boring classroom lecture, which Rico intended to enliven. Now, remember, he belonged to this Anti-Neighbors Society, and surely his stature in the club would be increased if he could manage to execute this. This would be the ultimate practical joke. And for this occasion, Rico had especially designed and constructed a stink bomb, perhaps the most efficient, most effective stink bomb yet conceived. His plan was elementary. Wait until the lecture began. Listen from the hallway for the dullest possible point in the teacher's talk. Then throw the bomb through the open doorway and run. And this Rico did. The problem with his plan was the last part. He didn't run fast enough. As gagging students evacuated the classroom, Rico was nabbed by a suspicious professor who just happened to be walking by. The moment of truth. The next morning, the school faculty convened for the purpose of special disciplinary action against Rico. It was agreed generally that the misbehaving youngster should be expelled. And he would be expelled had it not been for one of Rico's teachers, a professor Luigi Pucciante. Pucciante was a tolerant man with keen judgment. And Rico basically was not a bad boy, he told the assembled faculty. The lad was simply frustrated by the educational system, which was holding him back. Eyebrows went up as Pucciante continued, certainly they must take into consideration Rico's excellent marks, his impressive potential. He would outgrow this stink bomb stage of his youth, the professor said, and perhaps go on to achieve great things. Who knew? Pucciante's plea was sufficiently effective to sway the faculty, and Rico was allowed to remain in school. And he did indeed outgrow the stink bomb stage. And the world, well, the world both lost and gained. Rico, the foremost member of a practical jokers club, the boy who padlocked people into their clothing and propped pails of water on the tops of partly opened doors, the teenage trickster whose stink bomb almost got him expelled from school, was Enrico Fermi, perpetrator of planet Earth's unfunniest explosive, the godfather of the atomic bomb. And now you know the rest of the story.